Okay, today's daf Lamed Tes. We're off to Lamed Ches Lamed Beis, bottom line. Yep. Today's daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Le'ilu Nishmas, David Tzvi ben Dov Mordechai, and Hashem Shafin Aliyah. So we're up to the bottom line. So the bottom line. Maishna Hanach, how come when you abandon your land against your will, Dekari Lo Netushim, we call that Netushim, Umayshna Hani, and how come when you abandon land on your own free will, the Karilei Ritushim? We call it Ritushim. So it's a difference. So the Gemara says, Nitushim is Balkarcho, it's against your will. Dixiv, like it says, Vashmias Tishamtena Vinitashta. Right? Afkata Demalka. The Torah, the king, made you give up your land. You don't want to give up your land on Shemitah. The king made you do it. You see that the word Nitusha is a meaning against your will. It's abandoning against your will. And Ritushim, Midaiton. How do you know Ritushim is Midaiton? The Chassid, it says, Aim Albanim Ritusha. So I think it means that somebody is abandoning their children? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Tana. Now we said, there's a statement that said, V'kulam shamin lahem ka'aris. Everybody is judged like an oris, like a sharecropper. What do you mean, everybody? Ahaya. What case was that going on? Ilem ashivuyin. If it's going on shivuyin. So we said yesterday, that what do you mean shivuyin? That somebody, my neighbor's captured, so we'll go down to his field to make sure it doesn't get ruined. We said yesterday, hashta zarz v'niskar havi. We said if you go ahead and do everything and your zarz, you get it all. I need you to tell me that if you improve it, you like an aris, you're better than an aris. You can be managed the owner. Ella aritushim. Maybe it's going on ritushim. So we said that can't be. V'hamotzi and osam yadam ketani. But the Mishnah said yesterday. We said yesterday that if you seize it because it's ritushim, you have to give it back. Ella anatushim. So it must be the natushim one where he abandoned it against his will. Laman, according to who? Ilem al Rabbanon, according to Rabbanon yesterday, Ha'amri Motzi and Osam Yadov. We take it back. E Rabban Sherman Amlil, Ha'amar Shamati, he said, Shanatushin Kishivuyin, which means there's no Kiddush. So the Gemara says, Kishivuyin velo Kishivuyin. It's like Shivuyin, but it's in a way it's not like Shivuyin. Kishivuyin, it's like Shivuyin, the Ein Motzi and Osam Yadov. We don't take it back. V'she'en shivuyin, but it's not like shivuyin, de'ilu hasam, zarez v'niskar, e'bay shivuyin, you're zarez v'niskar, you were very zarez, you had a lot of initiative, you're going to gain from that. V'ilu hacha, but over here, shaymin anlei ka'aris, you are treated like an aris, a sharecropper. Rashi says, a little below where we are, de'ilu hasam v'zarez v'niskar, the kivan sheshamu bo shemes, in the case where you heard he died, ki nachas la adaite dekulu peri nachas. You really do it for yourself. Aval hakacha, the lo shamu shemes, and there he died. La adaite dekule nachas. You're not taking the whole thing. You don't expect to get the whole thing. Ella, rather, litol ka'aris, b'chol shana, you would like an aris every year. Bishar peros, yiye munachin. And the rest of the peros, you have to leave. Okay. Okay, so we were discussing that if someone is captured, right? So you're allowed to go. Bezim will send somebody to the field, so it shouldn't get ruined. Worse, right? Now, what's the incentive for this guy? This guy's like an aris, so he's every incentive. So maishna mehoditnan. How is that different from the following? Hamotzi hotzos al nichse ishto. If somebody spends money on his wife. Right? He has to spend money on his wife. Hotzi harbe, he spends a lot. V'achal kima kima, and she eats little by little. V'achal harbe, masha hotzi, masha achal. Whatever you take out, and whatever she eats, right? Now, we're talking about nichse melug of a woman. What's nichse melug? Nichse melug means that the principal belongs to the woman. Always belongs to her. The shevach, the peros, belong to the husband, right? What?
Normal man.
Right. So hotzi harbe means you spend a lot. Va'achal kima, but you don't eat that much, right? It didn't yield that much. Or the other way around, kima, you spent very little. Va'achal harbe, but you got a big windfall. Then you get divorced. Then you get divorced. So what do we say? Masha hotzi hotzi, masha achal achal. Meaning, you have no rights to that land. Because nechsem alog. Right? Why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say you're like a sharecropper? Wife comes in with a field. I work on that field. Whether I work a lot, that nothing comes. I work a little bit and a lot comes. I have no shaykhs to that field. Why don't we treat me like an aris? Just like by a captive. The worker is treated like an aris. So to over here, the husband should be treated like an aris.
Because with a captive, the owner might come back. We don't know the status.
Oh.
Over here, it's definitive.
Not only that, it's even deeper than that. It's up to the husband whether he's going to terminate the relationship.
Exactly. Right.
He gives a get. She has no say. What would be a different case where a woman would have a say? How can a woman have a say whether or not she stays married? There's only one case where a woman can have a say whether or not she stays married. What's the case?
Rape.
No. If she's a ketana and she was married by her mother and her brothers, then she could say miyun. She could pick up and walk out. It's the only way she could walk out. It's not up to him at all. That's a different story. Then the question becomes, why Taka isn't that like an aris? Right? It's not up to him.
What? The seducer also, same thing.
There's not a lot of divorcer there. Jeez. I hear. Okay. So halo damya el lahav. No, the real case is like this: hamotzi hotzas al nechse ishto kitana. She's a kitana, and Rashi says in the Rashi of kitana, she yisoma. She's a yisoma. She siya ima v'acheha. She was married off by her mother or brothers. They kedushin tavsiba menatora. There's no kedushin menatora. Elam divrei sofrim lefikach yotza b'miyan bal karcha imtimayin. He walks out against his will. She walks out against his will if she so chooses. Kimotzi shel nichze achar dami. That's really like someone else's field. But that's not someone else's field. It's his wife's field. But it's called someone else's field because it's not up to him. Right? Alma, what do you see? Kivan delo samcha daita. Right? There's no smichas das. There's no reliance. Why is there no reliance? Rashi says, Shiyeh muchzak biyado. There's no chazaka. There's no muchzak. There's no reliance. The doeg shemati mindbo. He's always second guessing. Maybe she's going to leave today, right? Back to the Gemara. Takinu le Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made a gzeira. Kihechi delo livsadinhu. So he shouldn't have to lose, right? He's going to be working in that field like a dog. All of a sudden, you know what? I had enough of you. She just walked out. Hachanami takinu le Rabbanan. Kihechi delo livsadinhu. So too by the case of the guy who's captured. Why should he? Who's going to work on that field for free? Right? V'kulan shaman laham ka'aris. I'm sorry. That's the end. Kiechadol ha'sadinu. Right? So that's a comparable case. Just like by a man married to a katana, we would treat him differently. Why? Because it's not up to him. So too, by the case of the captive, it's not up to him. So therefore, we do the same thing. Then he gets treated like an aris. Then it said, V'kulan shaman laham ka'aris. Everybody is treated like an aris. It was everybody. The kul lasui emai. What does that come to include? Lasui hadamar of Nachman Amar Shmuel. Shavui shenishba. If a guy gets captured, morid din karav lenechasam lenechasav. We send somebody down there to take care of the field. Yatza ladas. What if he abandoned it on his own free will? Ein morid din karav lenechasav. We don't send somebody down, right? Right. Rashi says the second to last skinny line before the lines get wider. The kivan shahaya shafui bedaito, since he was normal, he had his full faculties. Velo tivo belechto liyered lenachasav. He never told somebody, hey, I have to go on an extended trip somewhere to take care of my field. He didn't say that. He just picked up and left. Shmamina lo nichale. He doesn't care. Well, he doesn't care. Why should we care? Okay. Rav Nachman didei amar boreach harehu kishavui. Somebody runs away. It's like somebody that got captured. So, Bareach Machmas Mai. Why did he run away? If he's being chased by the IRS, so he has to run away, he didn't pay his taxes, that's considered you did it yourself. What? You did it to yourself. Ella, listen to this. Bareach machmas mardin. You're running away because you killed somebody. So Rashi says, machmas mardin, shahara gesa nefesh, you killed somebody. Uparsoi hargin al shmichas damim. And the Persians are very machbid on murder. You can't just murder somebody and get away with it. What's going on here? You can't just murder somebody and get away with it. The word mardin means murder in Persian. And says Rashi, I saw that in the Shiurim of Rav Haigon. Interesting, Rashi. He learned Rav Haigon's Shiurim, right? So he says, what's going on here? A guy killed somebody, and then he's all upset that the authorities are going to do something about that. So therefore, that's considered running away, but really, he had no choice. It's not midas, and only running away because, listen, there's a rule, you can't kill people. What's going on here exactly?
The Persians as opposed to the Romans.
Right. Romans, that wouldn't care so much. The taxes. What?
To be killed, the Romans was barbarian.
Yeah.
It was a way of life.
I don't say that David Bachos.
Exactly, I don't understand. You're not allowed to kill.
You have to follow the rules.
So they have a rule in that country, you're not allowed to kill. So if you do kill, you run away, or you can't be faulted because then there it's so machbid on murder.
David Bachos didn't only apply to Mammon.
It's a funny thing. Anyway.
Not to murder? Not to
anything. Amar Vihud next. Amar Vihud Shmuel.
What category would someone killed the Shaggy fall into?
I don't know. I don't know what they would say about that. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Shavui Shenishba. A Shavui that got captured. Right? A guy got captured. V'inicha kama liktzar. And he left. He mamish left the harvest. Ready to come. Ready to be harvested. Anovim liktzar, or grapes. Tamarim liktzar, dates. Zesim, limsok, olives. So he mamish left all these things over here. So Bezdin, yardin l'nechasav. Bezdin sent somebody down. Umamidin apetrophus, and they appoint a guardian. Right? V'kotzer, ubotzer, v'goder, umosek. And he'll harvest. Those are all different words for harvesting in Hebrew. Every fruit has a different word. Okay? V'achakach, and after that, moridin karav l'nechasav. We'll send somebody, a relative, down to take care of it. We don't send a relative down to do the initial harvest. Why not? So, what Mishonim says, because, what? We don't trust him, exactly. So then, we don't trust him exactly. So first we'll have somebody make sure we don't trust him. We're not sure, maybe he's not experienced. So
we can trust a relative more.
You don't know. You never know the situation. So velokim apotropis la'olam. So we'll keep an apotropis there forever.
Right.
Let the apotropis stay there forever. So the Gemara has an interesting line. Apotropis l'diknani. Diknani means a zaken. The dalet and the zayin change. It means for elderly people, for old age, lo makminan. No such thing. You don't have a guardian, apotropis, indefinitely. Well, you have an apotropis for a cotton, for a one-time thing, to do the harvest. You don't have it indefinitely, you have a guy there. We don't do it like that. So therefore, you send down that guy to do the initial harvest. Once he's finished, send the relative.
The way that I'm reading Art Scroll, it's suggesting that the initial harvest, the peros, belongs to the person who's fled, and therefore it's retained for him. Whereas if they send in a relative,
he's like an aris.
Right.
He's like an aris. I hear.
So that would probably answer the question of a shagig also.
What?
That shagig is indefinite also until the kangadol dies. The shagig would also be in the same category. You don't know.
I hear.
The end is.
I hear. Okay. It could be. Right. The Ritva says we don't appoint a guardian. We only appoint an apotropis for a child. We know it's going to end.
Right.
Right.
So it's going to turn an adult. It could be 50 years. Yeah. Right. So we don't do that. We don't do that. Okay.
You have a shelter that you have an apotropis for.
What?
You have adults.
Right. That's like a cotton. So it happens. It'll go on for a long time. Okay. Right. You have exceptions like that. But somebody, he's a regular, healthy person. Where is he? I don't know. He went on a business trip. When's he going to be back? Nobody knows. So we're not gonna have an apotropis there for, could be indefinitely. It's not, so we don't do that. Amar Huna, ein moridin cotton. So Rashi says apotropis l'diknoni lo makminon. It's the second very wide line. Ein bezdin tarchin. Bez is not going to be busy. Levakesh apotropis la anoshim gedolim shetesmali ziknam lefi shaloyim tzuhu. They're going to guys going to get old and gray while waiting for this guy to come back. We don't do that. Bishlomo ligasme if it's a yasom de shamaluhu that happens avi apotropis dvar mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. The guy's at a yasom, he needs help, he needs care. That's a different story. Aval is gani, lo shamiluhu. Never heard such a thing. Right? Never heard such a thing. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Amar of Huna, ain moridin cotton, lenichse shavui. You don't establish a cotton, right? We don't send out a cotton to be in charge of someone's field, even though he's a relative. That we don't do. Velo karov, lenichse cotton. We don't send out a relative for the nichse cotton. Why not? Why don't we send a relative? Because the relative can finagle in such a way and take the field away. Right? V'lo karov machmas karov l'nichse katan. Not even a karov machmas karov. What's a karov machmas karov? A karov machmas karov is, let's say a guy has two wives. Right? He has children from each wife. Those children are half brothers because they share the same father. Right? What if Reuven is married to Leah, and Leah had a previous marriage to some other guy, and she had kids with that other guy? That guy, those kids are not my stepchildren, right? Why? Because my mother was Rachel. Right? Reuven's married to Rachel and Leah. Reuven's married to Rachel and Leah. I'm the product of Reuven and Rachel, but Leah's the stepmother. Leah's kids would be my half-brothers.
Right.
Right? But Leah had a previous marriage with some other kids. Doesn't that relate it to me?
No.
That's called Karov Machmas Karov. We share family. Right? It's an extended family. They're not my relatives.
It's like one step removed.
Exactly. Not my relatives. They also can't be... Those kids can't be my apotropos. They're not my apotropos. They can't be Yorid Lenechasov. Why? Because it smells like it's related and they can take the field away. Right, they're not really related, but they're the same parents, the same Hanukkah party. It's too close. You have to get totally foreign people, not these relatives. Ain moridin cotton lenichse shavui. We don't allow a cotton to go down. Dilmamasid lahu. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's a cotton. Lo karov machmas karov lenichse cotton. That's ba'ache me'ima. That's what I just said. That's the case. We're brothers by the mother. Right? Lo karov l'nichse katan, not a karov either. Kivin de lo machi, since no one's protesting, asi lach zukebe. They could somehow take over the field, right? Amar Rava, shmami na Rav Huna, we see from Rav Huna, ein machzikin b'nichse katan. You also can't, well, don't turn the page, you also have no stake in the nichse katan. You can't have a chazaka in nichse katan. Says Rashi on the third to bottom line. Shmamin Rav Huna, Da'amar ein moridin karv l'nichse katan. We don't send down a karv to the nichse katan. Why not? Shema yachzik behem machmas yerusha. Right, they're a little related. They're going to get a yerusha. Then maybe they'll take the field away. Aval achar she'ein lo tainas yerusha. But if someone doesn't have a tainas yerusha, moridin, that person will send down. V'lo chay shinan shema yiton aviv shal katan. We're not afraid. That's what he says. Ein machzikin b'nichzei katan. You can't establish a chazaka, right? In Baba Basra, there are these rules how you can establish a chazaka in someone else's field. And there for 3 years, no one said boo. You can't do that for a katan. You can say I bought it from his father. Doesn't make a difference. Shmamina ein machzikin b'nichzei katan. Im lo achal b'fnei ha'av shalosh shanim. Unless you're in front of the father for 3 years. Ain shalosh shanim sha'achlam bifnei cotton chazaka. 3 years in front of a cotton is not a chazaka. Why? Because he can't do anything. He has no rights. He doesn't assert his rights.
Ownership.
What?
No,
that's not what it means. He's the owner.
He doesn't know how to protest.
He doesn't know the rules.
He doesn't want to speak up for himself.
Right. Afilu higdil, even if he grew up in the middle. Right? Look at Rashi. Hakotten. Mishieri Lutocho, you go down there, V'achal Gimel Shanim Bafanov, right? And you sat there for 3 years. Misha Higdil, then he grew up. Lahavi Chazaka. It's still not a Chazaka. Why? The whole of Tchilas Yiridas L'Tocha Hayakotin. You started out when he was a cotton, who's 11 and a half years old. V'lo Yada, he didn't know anything. K'shehigdil Shehein Shel Aviv L'Fikach Lo Micha. That's why he didn't protest. So now he turns out he doesn't know what he doesn't know. He doesn't know anything. The East V'Yirleil Ravuna Shemach Zikin Ban Lim Mishehigdil. If you can say you can make a protest when he grows up, Hechi Machtinon Nachri L'Nichse Cotton. How could you ever send a foreigner down to the cotton field? Shema yehe biyado mishiyagdil v'yitun osa machartali mishiyagdalta v'achaltim shnei chazaka. Then you can always have that problem, and therefore we don't allow it. Says the Gemara, v'lo amaron ela ba'ache da'aba. It's only true if you're relative from the father's side. Aval ache di'ima less lumpa. But if it's relative on the mother's side, it's not a problem. Why? They can't take it anyway. They're not related in terms of Yerusha. Right. Only in land. But not in houses. Why not? So Rashi says, because in houses there are neighbors. And the neighbors, what's going on here? What's this guy doing in this house? Belongs to what's his name? What are these people doing here? It's a field. Nobody knows who's involved. Nobody sees. You know, it's a different story. And land only is true if there's no like document. What's it? Itzada?
A document
of partition.
Was not drafted.
Right. I will of it, but if you made a document, kala islay. Then there's a kol, and then everybody knows who owns the field. Then the Gemara says, v'lohi, it's not true. Lo shna achid abba, lo shna achid ima, lo shna arta, v'lo shna bati. It makes no difference. Lo shna of it, itada, lo shna lo of it, itada, lo machtinan. We do not go down to the field in such a case. Okay. Now listen to this case. Hahu safta. There was a woman, Tahavile Tlas Banta. She had three daughters, right? Ishtabai Ihi Vichada Brata. She was captured along with one daughter. Okay?
The mother and the daughter.
Iduch Tarti Banta, the other two daughters, Shchiva Chada Minayhu, one died, Vishavka Yenuka, and left a child. Okay? One's captured, one's not alive, and one's home. Okay? That's the case. Amar Abai, now what happened? She's captured. So we would send down somebody into the field. The problem is, if the Safta died, we don't know where she is, could be she died. If she died, we just learned that we don't send down somebody for the field of a cotton.
Right.
So if she died, the field is owned by three people. Three girls, three daughters. One of them died already. So her child, doesn't matter if it's a boy or a girl, that child is a one-third owner of the field. You can't send down somebody for the child. So what do? She might not even be dead. We just don't know. We're sending somebody down there because... What? What? So Amar Abaya, fine, but what do we do for his portion? Amar Abaya, hey Chinav, what do we do? Look min hula nichse biyade da'achta. What does that mean? Yeah, if we're going to put it in the third daughter's hands, meaning? No, the third daughter. Third daughter, nothing happened to her, right? That's a problem. You know why? Dilma shchiva safta. Maybe she died the safta. The ain maridin karav l'nichse katan. We can't send down a relative for the cotton's portion. This is the aunt. Yeah. Can't send down a relative for the cotton's portion. Can't do that. Right?
How about an executor?
Oh, the nokme l'nechase biyada diyunka. So give it to the child. Let him take care of it. The problem is he can't do that. Del maloshchi v'safta. Maybe she didn't die. Ve'ei moridin katal l'nechase shavui. We never let a cotton go down to a field. Why? He doesn't know what he's doing. So what do we do? So Amar Abaya, Hilkach, therefore, Palga Yahavina la Laachte. Half give to the sister. Upalga v'iduch palga makmin le apotropos liyinuka. And the other half appoint a guardian, appoint an apotropos. Good? Make sense?
So the young boy loses that half?
Doesn't lose. Just he doesn't lose at all. He doesn't lose at all. He's not going to be one that's taking care of it. Bezin put somebody else. Bezin made you in charge of it. Okay. Right? And Rashi says...
So it's still vibe, the three.
Palgu Yahavit, half is not a third. Palgu Yahavinon la'achte mimanafshach. No matter what, you can give half. Im mesu shteya shvuyos, if both died, if the mother and the daughter died, harezeh yerushas chetzkin, then who's left?
Two surviving daughters.
One gets half, and the other one gets half. Right, that daughter that was captured had no children. So the mother and the daughter died.
Right.
So the mother died, it gets split three ways. But one of the third also died. So what do you do now? 50-50. One goes to the sister, one goes to the other daughter, the other child. Right? V'im lav, and if not, moridin karv, let's say shavui. Let the sister, right? Let the sister who's alive will be the one in charge of her sister's field. Can't be in charge of the cotton's field, because you don't send a relative for a cotton. So half, you do that. And what about the other half? Rashi, next Rashi. V'lo machtin on cotton ligovayu. We can't let the cotton be in charge of himself. Dilma lo shechiva. Maybe she didn't die. V'ein morid in cotton l'nichse shavui. And you don't send down a relative for what do you call it? For a captive field. Good? Makes perfect sense. Rava says, no, it does make sense. You have to figure out what exactly they're arguing in. Migoy, it's a migoy. Makmin an apetrapel lepalga. Makmin le apetrapel ilach palga. So put the apetrapel for the other half. It's a difference already. What's the svar for that? Right? So Rava says, the Ritva explains, that Rava holds, since we're putting that apetrapel for half, so there's a call, and everybody knows this is a funny situation. The mother and daughter were captured. So no problems will arise if you let it's for long term. None of these things are going to apply.
Does itself mean a call?
Well, yeah, it does, right?
Well, the point about Bez, everybody knows.
Right.
Cut out the middleman.
So that's why in this case, it's the same field. It's the same field. Right. Half the field is the apotropos, and half the field is the sister. Let the apotropos do the whole thing.
Yeah, so why didn't you collect
the... Abaya doesn't hold like that. Abaya doesn't hold like that. Abaya doesn't hold like that.
Why?
I don't know. Lesof, then they heard, Lesof Shamu, the Shechiva, Tzavta. Then they heard that she Taka died, the mother. The mother Taka died. So Amar Abaya, now what? They both died. So Amar Abaya, Tilsa Yahavina Leila Achta, one third give to the sister. V'tilsa Yahavina Leila, one third give to the son or daughter, the child. V'idach tilsa, what about the third third? What do we do with the third third? Yavina danka la'achta, right? You give it to the
surviving
sister, right?
It says the sixth here.
Yeah, it means a half of the next third. Half of the next third,
right.
You give to the sister. V'idach danka, and the other half, makmina le'apetrapel yinuka. You make it apetrapis. Why on earth do you do that? Why do you do that?
Because the boy will inherit it.
But the first third, you don't appoint an apetrapis. That you give to him straight out.
Yeah, because he has inherited.
What? Because he's inherited it through his mother.
Right.
Right? What about the other third?
One second, but that's not the way the system works, though.
What do you mean?
If you give it to him outright directly, he's too young.
But they don't have to make an apotropos. That's the issue. You don't have to. It's a wise thing to do because he's 4 years old. But you don't have to. He inherited it. 4-year-old kids can inherit too.
I thought that they always make an apotropos for...
But not for these reasons.
Got it.
Right? They're for these reasons. Yeah, make an apotropos. A 4-year-old kid knows how to run a field? Of course not. You're going to have to make an apotropos. Not for these reasons. For these reasons, only the other third, half of it. Why? Because you can't give it to him outright. Why not? Why can't you give it to him outright?
Because there's a suffix.
What kind of suffix?
There's no suffix.
There's no suffix.
Why don't you give it to him outright?
Why can't you give it to him?
Well,
that's the same thing I just asked.
Your guess is different from Upscroll is saying that
we
don't know.
Right. The answer is yes, because we don't know. Because we don't know if the sister that was captured, we don't know if she died or not.
Right.
That's it. We don't know if she died. The mother died. We don't know if she died.
Right.
So for so that,
says how long?
So that other third, yeah. he's not, he doesn't have rights to it on his own terms.
Right.
Therefore, we don't allow a cotton to go down for a relative's field. Therefore, we must appoint an apotropos. The first third, he inherited it through his mother.
Right.
Now, you want to have an apotropos, that's a wise thing to do. He's a little kid. But you don't have to do that. Here, you have to do that. Rava Amar, no. Miga demakam apotropos ledanka, makwin lenami apotropos leiduch danka. You're making an apotropos for that half of the third. Well, you're making an apotropos for the other half of the third. Same thing, same machlokas.
Yeah.
Now, Mari Bar Isak, we had already once. Remember him?
No.
He's the one that remember they came to the field and they want the chachamim didn't want to eat. I mean, the Yishalom Midas.
He's one who gave. He wanted to know after.
Yeah.
They pulled off the miser.
Right, exactly. And they said he was embarrassed. But that's Mari Bar Isak.
What his intent was.
So listen to this. Asale acha mibechuzoi. He has, allegedly, a brother shows up, a brother of his shows up and says, I'm your brother. Give me half the stuff. So Rashi says, look at the Rashi of Asale acha mibechuzoi. Right? His brother came from Bechuzoi. Shahalach aviv lebechuzoi. His father, whose name is Isaac, went to Bechuzoi. Nasa Shamisha, he had married a woman. Vyoldalo Ezeh had this boy. Vchazar Mari Lakan. Mari went there. Vyored Lenichli Aviv to take care of his father's possessions. Ubazeh Achrav Lazman Meruba. This other kid comes after a long time. Vitavachelko. And says, I'm entitled to the other half. Right? So. Amalei, lo yadanalach. I don't even know who you are. Right?
His brother's from left field, basically.
From left field. I'm your brother from left field. So I don't know who are you.
He never met him before.
So Asala Kamedra of Chista, the came for of Chista, Amalei, Shapir Kamarlach. He's saying good. Shinemar it says, Vayaka Yosef is Echav. Yosef recognized the brothers. Vahim Luhikiruhu. But they didn't recognize him. This is a funny thing because. The funny thing, because they were together for 17 years, right?
Yeah.
So for 17 years, they saw each other. Now you want to tell me, he left without a beard, and he came back with a beard. Right? When Yosef left, he was a young 17. Now, according to most, he was 39 years old, right? He's been gone for 12 years. 22 years. Yes, 22 years, right? He's 39 years old. And he looks totally different. But he recognized them.
Right.
Because they didn't change. They were already...
They were older.
Even though Yisachar and Zevulun... So very interesting shot. Yisachar and Zevulun were only a year older than him. A year or two older than him. Right? So everyone asked that question. Only a year or two older than him, Yisachar and Zevulun. Especially Zevulun. He's only a year older than Yosef. So what's Pshat? So Pshat is no, because everyone else, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda were there also. They were much older, yeah. Right? They were only 6 years older than him also.
Okay. I only found this interesting.
Yeah.
Class reunion. See, Gav, hasn't seen 25 years.
Yeah, you met immediately. Yeah.
No, I don't recognize.
I saw this week. I was in Brooklyn by Shmuley Kogel, the mechanic, and I came outside and there's a yeshiva right across the street, and I met my old landlord. I haven't seen him in like 18 years. Right away, recognize him. You know? Immediately.
But he changed.
Okay, he got a little older. His beard is gray now. He used to be black. But I recognize him immediately. Anyway, I have always a unique shot in that. I have a shot like this. You ever know? So it says, welcome to Mazakin. So I have a shot that they didn't recognize Yosef because they didn't see his face. Because he wore one of those Egyptian masks.
That's Rashi.
Rashi doesn't say that at all.
He says he was wearing a hat.
The Rashi doesn't say that. The Rebbeinu Bechai says that. The Rebbeinu Bechai says he was wearing a hat. And what does it mean, Chesim HaZakin? It says beard. Because the Egyptian nobility wore those fake, false, it's called a false beard. Even the women, you look at the hieroglyphics, the women have a false beard. Because it was a sign of power.
That's the false
stuff.
Yeah.
So it could be they didn't know it was Yosef because they never saw his face.
But they didn't have a roll
code. Right? They never saw his face.
Because it was all obscured by a beard.
It was all obscured, not by a beard. It was obscured by a mask. You know those Egyptian headgear that they used to wear. The royalty. He was second in command. He was wearing. They never saw his face.
Okay.
That could be. It's. I haven't found someone yet who says that really. Rebbeinu Bechai comes close. He says he's wearing a hat. What does it mean a hat? He says kova. What does it mean a hat? Like a black hat? didn't have that in those days. Didn't have not a turban either.
Would you go out without a hat?
Yeah, right. So anyway, so it's true what you're saying, that you don't have to recognize him. You haven't seen this guy your whole life. Amalei zil aisi sadi da'chuat. Bring Araya, you're the brother. Bring Araya. Amalei isli sadi. I have Araya. I have Edom. However, they're afraid of Mori Bar Yitzchak. They're afraid of him. They're going to testify. They're going to wind themselves sleeping with the fishes. So they're afraid to. So Amalei lididei. So the Rechista told Mori, zil and aisi sadi da'lavachuhu. You bring Araya, he's not your brother. Amalei, Dina Hachi, what kind of din is that? How much of a raya? I don't have to bring the raya. You have to be. He has to be. What kind of thing is that to tell me? Amalei, Hachi Dainina Lach, this is what I judge for you, Ulachal Alimi Chevrach, and all your mafia chevra, all your ruffians, I'm making it hard on you, you're gonna have to bring the raya. Amalei, so Mari Bar Isaac said, so is Asili Sadi. I have Edom, right? I'm sorry. Had Asil Sadi v'lo Masadi.
The witnesses will come.
And they're going to lie, right? So Amalei tarti lo avid. No, we're not a choshesh that Edom are going to do two things wrong. What are the two things wrong? That they don't have any testimony. They're not going to come forward, or they're going to come forward. And if they come forward, they're not going to lie. That's so far fetched. He brought witnesses. Itaka was a brother, and Amalei liflogli nami. So you have to divide for me. Mi pardisoi from the orchards, ubustani the gardens, dishasal that you improved. Amalei shaper kamalach. That's true. Vatnan because we learned hadanan hiniach banim gedolim. If you leave over banim gedolim uktanim, right? Vishbichu gedolim etanachasim hishbichu leemsa. If the older brothers improve the field, they're improving it for the younger brothers. It's 100%. Amalei of the chen, Amarabba, hishpichu leemtza. They improve it for everybody. Amalei abaya, me dummy. What are you talking about? Hasam gedolim gabi ketanim yadi dekamachli. They know. The father passed away, unfortunately. He left 6 kids. One's 20 and one's 8. They're all living in the same house. Hacham me yadi delechel. You could say Mori didn't even know about this kid. That when he improved the field, he did it with this kid in mind. He didn't even know he existed. Agad al milsa umate lekamed Ravami. This question reached Ravami. Amalei gedolim izu amru. Not only that, shaman lehem ka'aris. We treat Mari like an aris. Hashta didei yo lo yahavin anle. We don't even give it to him, right? At hashta didei lo yahavin anle.
Bitmiya.
What does that mean?
We should give him at least his portion as an aris.
At least his portion. Whose portion? Mari's or the brothers?
That's a little confused.
Right. So what's going on here? Egal amale gedola mizu. Right.
Why doesn't the brother just give him back what the shevach? But if he improved, you pay him back.
Right.
To give the compensation of an aris for improvements on his brother's behalf.
What?
Give him the portion of the improvements that he made on his brother's behalf.
So he should get some portion.
Absolutely.
So Ahadra Gahala Kameh Rav Chista. This question came back to Rav Chista. What they told Rav Chista, what Ravami said. Amalei mi dami hasam bereshus nachis. That's because he did it with permission. Hachalo bereshus nachis. Right? Here there's no permission. For cotton who? Famous reason Carl the say cotton. He's a cotton, this kid. You didn't tell me that. You didn't tell me he was a cotton. I didn't know that. Now that you tell me that, it's different. So what's the story? Right? What's the bottom line?
He's not allowed to
He doesn't get any of the fields.
Right.
He doesn't get any of the fields, his brother. Why not? Because Murray didn't know he was around. Didn't know he existed, and he's a cotton, so he's going to lose on all fronts. Okay. Yeah, it's very interesting. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Probably when he's an adult.